time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview for today, we're going to set the tone, like we always do, with some live music. This is Deliverer. This is done by Douglas File. Sit back and enjoy.
Bless the Lord at all times, and His praises shall be in my mouth. For I sought the Lord, and He heard my cry. He delivered me from all of my fears.
Oh, a righteous man,
man, yeah.
I'm in deep trouble. Sometimes we fall, sometimes we stumble, and sometimes
Welcome back, everyone. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I truly hope you enjoyed Deliverer by Douglas File, and Candy West also joined him on that song. Our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out all of the information about Love Ministries from their website. Go to Love Ministries Builds.org. Well, I am welcoming a very special guest today. I'm welcoming Miss Michelle Brown Stevenson. Welcome, Michelle.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. I will tell everyone that I met Michelle at LaToyla Jones's women's event. It was the Flames of Passion women's event a couple of years ago. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Maybe about 3 years ago now, 2 or 3 years ago. And Michelle just really stuck out to me. And I texted LaToyla. I was like, give me Michelle's contact information. We've got to have her on the show. You stuck out to me because of how passionate you are about health and how passionate you are about people, serving the people of Christ. And so I'm excited that you're here today. And I know we're going to have a great conversation today. But I want to let everyone know really about your background. Michelle has an Associate of Arts, a Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and dual master's degrees in health education and library science. She is currently pursuing her doctoral degree. She's almost finished with that. You say 2 more classes, right? Mm-hmm. 2 more classes in her doctoral degree in public health. She is a registered nurse and health educator for the United States Public Health Service Commissioned Corps, currently stationed at the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And Michelle told me she had to explain that to me. I want to also say that Michelle has her own nonprofit organization called Health Options and Alternatives, and there's so much. So we're going to get to your nonprofit, but I really want to stop right there so you can explain to everyone what you explained to me about your job at the United States Public Health Service Commissioned Corps.
Okay, so just like every other female, every other woman, I wear dual hats.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, I'm a nurse and a health educator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I work for the United States Public Health Service.
Okay,
that is an all commissioned corps underneath the Surgeon General.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you have the president, then you have the Assistant Secretary for Health. Under him, you have the Surgeon General. The Surgeon General has an all commissioned corps called the United States Public Health Service Commissioned Corps.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of those 7,000 officers that take care of the nation's health.
Yes.
With that being said, when the president does not need us, when the Surgeon General does not need us, we are stationed at a certain agency.
Okay.
My agency that I'm stationed with is the Federal Bureau of Prisons.
Okay. All right. So in that station, so number one, I'm like, you're a big deal. That's number one.
Praise the Lord.
Right. All praise to the Lord. But yes, you are such a big deal, and you know, you have a lot of knowledge, and you're willing to use that knowledge to serve public, to serve the public, to serve people. So that is wonderful. But I want to know what you do in your position with the Federal Bureau of Prisons?
Yes. I'm a regional nurse consultant.
Okay.
So what does that mean? In a nutshell, there's 6 different regions. I'm in the South Central region.
Okay.
I am the regional nurse consultant. So Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, and New Mexico are my 5 states. I wear dual hats in that capacity as well. So I can be a nurse on the floor. I can be taking care of patients. I can be administrative, so making sure that all the audits that need to be done are done correctly, that we have not missed any policy or procedure to take care of the people that we have in the Federal Bureau of Prisons.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that sounds like a big job.
I enjoy it.
You enjoy it. That's right. Mm-hmm. You got to be called to do what you do, because then you can do it with a lot of passion and with a lot of joy. So yes. I get that, because that's the only reason why I do the jobs that I do, because I enjoy them and enjoy the work and really feel called to them. So I get that. So Michelle has a book here that I have with me, but you said this is one of four so far.
Mm-hmm.
That you have. This book is called Living Healthy, A Practical Guide to Your Optimal Health. And this book has it's not a hard read. I encourage people to get it, to dig into it, to read it. There's so much about nutrition and about, you know, what we eat and everything, water, exercise, all of those things. Are right here that you've laid this out for us. But what I want to know is, how did you even get to? I know there's a story that for women, there's always the backstory. So I want to hear the backstory. That's always the first question I ask. How did you get to the point of, you know, knowing that health education is the thing that you are passionate about and love to do? And how did you get to the point of writing books for the public?
Okay, so I guess I'm going to take you back to the very beginning.
Okay.
When I was younger, I lived in Chicago. I mm-hmm. was born and raised in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Make a long story short, I was always, whenever we had a family gathering, whenever I was by myself, teaching
mm-hmm.
to no one.
Mm-hmm.
There was no one in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just constantly teaching. And my mom used to ask me, what are you doing? Why do you have this board in front of you? Mom, because they need to know. They need to know. And she's like, okay, sure. And so, you know, you just help your children along.
Yes.
Anytime we had a family gathering, all my younger cousins, we're going to put together a presentation and we're going to give it to our parents
mm-hmm.
before today is over.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, really? You got to be kidding me. So that was always my passion. I felt
mm-hmm.
like I needed to be teaching something, saying
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
As I got older, going into college, one time I had pink eye or conjunctivitis.
Yes.
Okay. In the midst of that, I went through, did everything need to be done, went to the doctor, a whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, people really don't know. This is how you get conjunctivitis. This is what I did.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Girls, when we are first learning to put on makeup and that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing,
mm-hmm.
if no one tells us, then we actually sit down with everybody and we all use the same things.
Right, right.
However, the bacteria that I have on my skin and
mm-hmm.
the bacteria you have on your skin
mm-hmm.
or someone else, even
mm-hmm.
if we're family,
mm-hmm.
might not be exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So when our bodies see this is not self,
mm-hmm.
then okay, now we have a reaction that's going on.
Right.
Back in 2010, end of 2010, beginning of 2011, I went to my family physician,
mm-hmm.
Gynecologist, and said, I found this under my arm. If it was one of my patients, I would say, go have that looked at.
Mm-hmm.
She saw me. She said, yes, Michelle, I think this is cancer.
Hmm.
Okay, we went to an oncologist, had the full PET scan.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did I have it underneath my arm,
mm-hmm.
I had it between my uterus and my bladder.
Hmm.
Okay, so now once they did the staging, it was stage 3, stage 4 cancer.
Hmm.
Okay, so I'm a nurse, I'm a health educator. How did I get to this?
Right.
What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Where did I mess up?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go back and do a lot of soul searching, a lot of praying, asking the Lord, okay, where are we going from this?
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I had small children.
Mm-hmm.
So chemo and radiation were the two treatments of choice,
mm-hmm.
but that wasn't going to work for my lifestyle.
Okay.
Because I traveled so much and because I had children, okay, if I do chemo and radiation, then I've got to sit down a while.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that kind of time.
Mm-hmm.
My faith was such, okay, Lord, I'm going to believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Show me what I need to do. Show me where I need to walk this out. And let's go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. This is 2019. I'm still here.
Amen.
And I am cancer-free.
Mm-hmm.
So in that journey, I found out there's some basics. And so that's what this book is about.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the very basics
mm-hmm.
for your physical health.
Yes.
What you need to be doing and how you need to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
we do a lot of things by tradition. Tradition says,
right.
Here's the ham,
mm-hmm.
Here's whatever it is I'm cooking.
Right.
Why did you cut the ends off the ham? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mom did it.
Right.
Ask the mom.
Copying. Right.
Ask the grandma. Ask the great-grandma. I didn't have a pan big enough, so
right.
That's why I cut the ends off.
Right.
But because we don't know why, we just continue to do
right.
it.
Right.
So for our health, we do what is tradition,
mm-hmm.
what is familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that as being a nurse, and what does the research say, tradition and what is familiar is not always best.
So that's good. So what did you decide to do with your treatment since you didn't do kind of the what the familiar thing is?
So I didn't go with
the traditional
Western medicine.
Right.
I kind of came out of that.
Mm-hmm.
The prime minister of China had cancer years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He asked some biostatisticians from United States to come over to China and do a full study of all of China. That's where we got the different colors of the ribbons that we know as cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We have all these different colors, and we know what each one of those colors stand for that particular type of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That book that was written was called The China Study.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that in school when I was in nursing school years
mm-hmm.
ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to that. We know how to turn cancer on and turn cancer off.
Hmm.
But not only do you have to do what is there,
mm-hmm.
you have to be very diligent.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord mm-hmm. is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Right.
So, yes, I had to change my diet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain things I don't put in my mouth anymore
mm-hmm.
because I know I didn't have chemo and I didn't have radiation. Everybody mm-hmm. has cancer cells in there.
Right.
But do you turn them on or do you turn them off?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted
mm-hmm.
mine to not only turn off but stay mm-hmm. dormant,
mm-hmm.
never come back again.
Right, 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 right.
So that's what I did.
Okay.
I did it.
So really a lifestyle change, you know, changing how we eat, how we exercise, how we sleep, the water intake that we do, all of these things go into turning the cancer off and keeping it off.
And making sure that there's some elimination going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times what you hear just talking to people in general,
mm-hmm.
how often do you have a bowel movement?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, first they're taken aback. Did she
right.
just ask me that?
Right. Nobody wants to talk about
that.
And then they
says,
right.
oh, okay, well, if I really want to hear what she has to say, maybe I have to give her a little information.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to eat 3 times a day, then you should be eliminating 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're eating 2 to 4 meals a day,
mm-hmm.
then you should be eliminating that many times.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're having extra waste that's staying in the last 5 feet of our colon.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
it's setting us up for a not-so-good outcome.
Right, 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 right. All things very important. So, yes, I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that you're talking about that. Because you're right. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about that. Or go to the doctor and talk about it.
Yes.
You know.
And that's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have those diagnostics, if you don't do preventive maintenance,
mm-hmm.
then how do you expect your body to run at its optimal?
Right, right. So you feel a calling as well. We were talking before we started the interview. You feel a calling as well to just really, because of your relationship with the Lord, to put this kind of information out to people so that they can make sure that they understand it in a way that they can take it in. Because a lot of times things may be above our head, or we, you know, feel like, I don't want to read that because I know I'm not going to be able to understand it, so I'm not even going to take the time. And then we allow our bodies to be breaking down and just live with ailments and things that we really should be facing head on. So talk to us a little bit about your spiritual journey and why you feel the calling because of Jesus Christ to do things like this for the public.
It is my belief from reading the Word of God, He has given each one of us something for our hands to do.
Mm-hmm.
And my calling, my part of the body is to explain what's going on in the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Do I preach like Paul? No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Am I called to orate to the masses? Probably not. But what I am called to do is those in my influence, mm-hmm. those at my church, those in my community, make sure that they have the information they need to make an informed decision. Mm-hmm. The nonprofit that we started, mm-hmm. Health Options and Alternatives, mm-hmm. the reason why we started that was because a lot of people want health information. Mm-hmm. And so when they want it, they turn on the TV.
Right.
But the TV is going to give you three different things, and they're going to have six different people talk about those three different things, mm-hmm. and you're mm-hmm. totally confused when they get done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then people are kind of discouraged. Mm-hmm. Well, why did I turn it on in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
So having a place that they can go, someone they can trust, someone that will sit down and listen and say, okay, here's the issue. Now let's look at your lifestyle and see what works best for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have research to back up. This is what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really love cookies all the time,
mm-hmm.
and sugar is something that maybe you need to cut down on,
mm-hmm.
for me to say, stop all cookies, never have a cookie again. I've
probably
just turned you off.
That. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else you want to, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's the only thing? Then this is as good as it gets? Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to sit down, to talk, to understand what it is, and then helping them to get a routine or a regimen that will work for their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
At my church, I am the faith community nurse.
Okay.
Why? Because that's my church home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a registered nurse, and we have a program where if anyone has any questions, if it's pertaining to health, they have somebody they can come to, somebody they can call, somebody they can text.
Mm-hmm.
What about this?
Right.
What do I need to do?
Right.
How do I need to do it? What questions do I need to
mm-hmm.
ask?
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me walk through this?
Mm-hmm.
I've just been diagnosed, and now they say I have hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's high blood pressure. Well, why didn't they just say that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did, but they used the terms that they are used to using.
Right. Right.
Now, let's break it down into terms that you can understand
mm-hmm.
so that you can move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and Latorla told me that just that, what you just said, and that people can come up to you and you truly help them out, like wholly, spiritually as well as physically, saying, okay, these are some things that you can immediately do and see some changes. So I know that you that is exactly who you are, and you're like being like exactly who the Lord has called you to be. You also told me that I think my mom, the person that started Love Ministries, also helped to encourage you in a certain way.
Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up. Your mom and dad did a marriage retreat
mm-hmm.
years and years ago
mm-hmm.
with our church. And so we went away, we secluded ourselves
mm-hmm.
for a whole weekend. And not only did she say, yes, we should be the woman of our home to make sure that we're respecting our husbands and all those kind of things
mm-hmm.
that the Bible tells us, but she said, we also need to be Proverbs 31.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be producing something to help our mate out,
mm-hmm.
not only in the home, but outside the home.
Mm-hmm.
And then our pastor kept talking about, look, this is what the word says. This is what kingdom living is.
Mm-hmm.
We should be producing something to help us out.
Yes.
So I want to help the body of Christ.
Yes, yes. Well, we appreciate this because, and I'm going to tell you that this book really was, and I go back to it several times. I've gone back. So I've had this book, I guess, for about 3 years, since
praise
about 2 to 3 years ago. Yes. So I go back to it and read it and go back through different things to make sure that I'm on track and make sure that those things that I'm handing down to my children and teaching them, they are actually, you know, good. It's actually good advice for their health. So let's take a break. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to get when we come back, we're going to talk more about your nonprofit and the services that you have and the things that people can get in contact with you and get the help that they need. So let's take a break, and we will be back in just a minute.
Thank you.
Every heart, every woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host, and we are having a great conversation with Michelle Brown Stevenson. And Michelle, there is so much more that I really want to cover. We've had great conversations even off the air. I want to now talk about your nonprofit, and you are the founder and the CEO of Health Options and Alternatives. And you all, Michelle is extremely passionate and extremely knowledgeable about health. And so I want her to be able to say all of the things that will really inspire us to get on top of our health and not excuse things that when our bodies are giving us those red flags and saying, okay, you need to pay attention to this.
Yes.
Your mission and your vision, tell us the mission and vision of your nonprofit.
Okay, in a nutshell, I am very passionate because my mom had a stroke in 2007.
Okay.
My dad had a stroke in 2010. My husband had a stroke in 2013. What's wrong with this picture?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if that's happening in my family, that's happening in other people's families.
Right.
If we think in our minds, because of tradition, because of what's familiar, oh, you know, when you get 40, the body starts breaking down. It just starts, it's degrading.
Right.
No, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, so-and-so got diabetes. She's a type 2 of a diabetic, and now she has hypertension. Uh-oh, now she has to have another pill for cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take responsibility because no one has sat down and had the hard conversation with us, you are hurting yourself by what you're putting in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So because we haven't had that conversation and we've heard over and over and over, oh, well, this is good as it gets. You're just getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that was true, then why do we have Blue Zones? Blue Zones is a company that went around to 9 different places in and outside of the United States and found that these places, people forget to die. They forget to get old.
Mm-hmm.
They're 100 years old or more and still doing the things they did at 30, 40, and 50 years old.
Mm.
So why do we feel like this is good as it gets
right,
and we can just get older and, yeah, get your wheelchair, get your a recliner, just sit back and watch TV and let this happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, that's not how it's supposed to be. So mission and vision, helping people to understand if you want to keep your health, if you want to continue to do all the things that you used to do, then it's going to take a little work.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be diligent in what you're putting in and be aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
When your body has those red flags, oh, you know, I went up the stairs and, oh, I felt a little something in my knees.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I turned to get out of the car and, oh, my hip.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I went to pull something out of the cabinet and, oh, my shoulder said, wait a minute, don't use that arm.
Right.
Those are red flags. Our body is telling us something is not quite right.
Mm-hmm.
So then we need to stop, take a notice of it, and see, okay, what am I not doing that I need to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
What have I put in that shouldn't have been inside?
Right, right. And so your nonprofit, I'm going to read this so because I want to make sure that I get this exactly right. Because there are some very specific things that you are doing to help educate people against those things, against just living through those red flags. Because I myself, the list of things you said, I thought, oh my goodness, I just said that about my knees just this morning. So you do your nonprofit, you do healthcare summits, you do individual assessments, you have an online library, you do on-site trainings, you do certifications, on-site healthcare workshops, programs for healthcare professionals, and you're also a speakers resource center. Mm-hmm. So all of that is a lot. And the thing that sticks out to me the most is individual assessments, meaning that you will actually meet with people one-on-one and help them through any of their health concerns that they are facing.
Yes. For instance, you're Carla Nivens.
Mm-hmm.
You have some sisters and brothers, correct?
I have two brothers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I was to say, Carla, here's what you have, and this is what it's going to be, and it's going to be across the board, you and your brothers, you kind of look at me kind of strange.
Right, right.
Well, they don't eat the same thing I eat. Mm-hmm. They don't do the same workouts I do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the same lifestyle that I have. How is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You're an individual, and you have to see what works best for your lifestyle,
right.
What you're doing, what you're eating when you exercise, what you drink, what you eat, how you move your body.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do those things, then it's not one size fits all.
Right, right.
It has to be individual, because if all you want to do is take care of your grandkids, then you don't have to do a whole lot of extra,
mm-hmm.
but know that that's the decision you made,
right.
And that's where we're going to be headed toward.
Right, right.
If somebody else wants to still do the same things they did at 20 when they get 70 or 80, then they're going to have to be a little more aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, they're going to have to put some boundaries in place.
Mm-hmm.
We love potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
Potato chips are not our friend all
right,
the time.
Right,
no
especially
one said,
these new spicy ones.
No one said, look at the back of the package they're
right,
in,
right.
And let's read
and
this
see what you're eating. Yes.
Label back
mm-hmm.
here. You're putting how much salt in your body?
Mm-hmm.
I know it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
I know the crunch is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
However, the next day, look, my rings are a little bit tight on
mm-hmm.
my hand.
Right.
Or my ankles are a little swollen.
Right, right.
Because of the amount of salt you put in, now that water is retained in the
mm-hmm.
system.
Mm-hmm.
But then, now I have an autoimmune disorder, or, I have something else. Because of the things we're doing by putting them in,
mm-hmm.
then this is what we're getting in return.
Right, right, right. And so I have noticed, I did a fast, I believe, 2 years ago to start out the beginning of the year, and I always do this. And I decided to cut out meat. And so, and I did it, and I believe it was like a 30-day fast. And my body did so much better. Like, digestion
yes.
cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wasn't tired at night. Like, I didn't hit a wall at night. I would actually have to do something to fall asleep. You know, most people say, I read at night. That wasn't my experience. I hit a wall and have to be in the bed. Like, if we're having a conversation, I just fall asleep in the middle of it. And that went away. I actually was able to decide when to go to bed and then have to kind of shut my body down in order to go to sleep. I still had more energy. And I came upon that just by accident. I didn't know because, you know, some people grow up not eating meat, but not me. You know,
okay.
And then I just realized, I said, okay, a veggie diet actually agrees with my body.
So let me say this
mm-hmm.
for our listeners and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they have not heard of Blue Zone, by all means, Google it.
Yes.
Blue Zones.
Yes.
Okay. They'll get a
Google
wealth
it.
Of information, people that live to 100 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember, I briefly spoke about the China Study.
Mm-hmm.
That's a book that you can read. It is the ins and outs of cancer and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's also one called The China Study Solution. It's an easier read than The China Study. The
mm-hmm.
China Study is more technical, and it's going to give you a lot of numbers and
mm-hmm.
charts and graphs that you might not want to see.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, if you make sure that your nutrition
mm-hmm.
is such that the body gets the nutrients it needs,
mm-hmm.
it will work the way it's supposed to
right.
late into your hundreds and on.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's the way this body, this wonderful thing that God gave us, is built to function.
Mm-hmm.
However, because we like convenience, mm-hmm. because we like things that taste mm-hmm. a certain way, mm-hmm. our taste buds will take in whatever you give it.
Mm-hmm.
So a child who has never had McDonald's, if you put McDonald's in front of them, they look at, mm-hmm. what is this?
Mm-hmm.
But because we condition ourselves, this is what we're going to eat, mm-hmm. then that's all it wants.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts to crave that mentally or in the brain itself.
Right.
It needs a certain amount of salt. It needs a certain amount of sugar. It needs mm-hmm. a certain amount of carbohydrates, mm-hmm. on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because we have conditioned it that this is what we're going to have, now it's craving that. So when you go on a fast and you say, okay, I'm pulling back from all these different things, mm-hmm. I'm going to do just the bare basics,
mm-hmm.
the body says, hey, let's clean out everything that needs to be cleaned out,
right,
because
right.
we've been holding it so long,
mm-hmm.
because we knew others was coming and we were just trying to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
The body will compensate as long as it can. When it cannot compensate anymore, you wake up at 6 o'clock. By 6:30, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at the latest,
mm-hmm.
you are falling over into that
right,
bed
right.
because it has taken as much as it possibly can,
right.
and now it has to put you to sleep
mm-hmm.
to try to metabolize some of this that you've put in.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to understand is we need a plant-based diet.
Mm-hmm.
The China study talks about the size or the portion of meat that you can have
mm-hmm.
with the thickness of it
mm-hmm.
to make sure that your body can process that one meal
mm-hmm.
that you just put in.
Mm-hmm.
But when you eat three or four times
right.
that amount
mm-hmm.
in any given sitting
mm-hmm.
or in two or three sittings, now I've overworked the body
mm-hmm.
and it has to literally shut everything down
right.
to try to process what's there.
Right, right, right. Okay, so that... That gives me some homework. That's good, because I need that. And so this is what I'm thinking. So let's take my family. What if my family said, okay, Michelle, we would like to sit down and meet with you and talk to you individually about, you know, maybe our last doctor's visits and how we eat, because honestly, the four of us, my husband, Dr. Nivens, myself, Naomi, and Roosevelt, we all four have kind of different taste buds. I mean, we all like to eat different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would happen if like a whole family came to you and said, we want to sit down, we want to talk to you, and we want to get a plan because we want to... I like what you said about, is 70 still been able to do the things you did at 20? You know, I want to be that healthy.
And so the first thing we would do is sit down at a table, just let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
What things do you like?
Mm-hmm.
What things don't you like?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like this versus that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide what you're going to have for breakfast, what you're going to have for lunch, what you're going to have for dinner, if you're going to put a few snacks in there?
Mm-hmm.
If you get hungry and you're on the run, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you to pick up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then let's see now, because this is what you like, this is what you're used to, what do these things do in the body?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to say, oh, you know, because of this, you're going to have a A1C that's slightly higher.
Mm-hmm.
And the higher your A1C goes, now you're type 2 diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some hypertension. Why? Because you ate this, 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 and this
right.
is your staple. This is what you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So once you find out what you're doing to your system, then you already make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Do I love me?
Right.
Or do I say,
mm-hmm.
this tastes this good, I'm going to have it all the time. We have Christmas, we have New Year's, we
mm-hmm.
have, you know, various other holidays, and we eat a certain way on those holidays.
Right.
But do we eat like that all the time?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We go back to our staple,
right.
our what's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
This is convenient, and this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So once you see this is what you are doing to yourself,
mm-hmm.
and this is what the research has already said, look, this is how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it's going to bear out.
Mm-hmm.
When you first feel those creaks in your knees,
mm-hmm.
your hips having
mm-hmm.
problems,
mm-hmm.
oh, you know, I used to be able to move all of my fingers. Mm-hmm. Now that one finger, it just stays in this spot. It doesn't move anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, I went to a doctor and they said it's frozen. Hmm. Okay. Do you want it to move again? Or do you want it to just stay like that? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that was an option.
Right.
Yes, that's an option. Mm-hmm. So when you get your recommendations from your doctor, ask the question, is this as good as it gets or can I reverse this?
Right. Right.
Because a lot of things are reversible.
Right.
It's what we're doing to ourselves. But because we sit at the doctor's office and we say, okay, 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 they feel like we understand, mm-hmm. and you didn't ask, can I make this go another way, mm-hmm. or this is good as it gets, is this is what it, the path I've got to go down.
Right, right.
So they sat there and they said, do you have any questions? And you look at them.
Don't say anything, right.
And when mm-hmm. you don't say anything, they say, okay, this is what this person wants. They heard the recommendations. They'll move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we sit down and we say, where are you? Where would you like to be? Okay, then let's make a plan to get you to the place that you want to be or your goal that you have.
Right.
Same thing for you do when you're in your career, mm-hmm. when you decide you want to get married or make a family, you have a plan.
Right, right.
Same thing with your health.
Right, right. So, and you know what? I have always been taught that the body, that the Lord made the body to kind of regenerate.
Yes.
So that if we, you know, if we turn and do different things, that the body will regenerate, and the maybe the mobilization things that we have that we've lost, we can reverse it.
We have research. We have evidence-based practice to prove that is true. Mm-hmm. God knew what he was doing when he made this body. Mm-hmm. We have slowly but surely followed what God has already said mm-hmm. in research. Hey, what do we need to do to alleviate this? What do we need to do to make this turn around? What mm-hmm. do we need to do to reverse this? We know how to do it, but you have to be diligent. Mm-hmm. And that means there has to be some boundaries. The Bible talks about lasciviousness. Mm-hmm. Lasciviousness is having no boundaries, mm-hmm. just doing whatever feels good until you're satisfied.
Right.
However, that's not good and that's not practical mm-hmm. for our bodies.
Right, right, right.
So we know, get back in the boundaries. Mm-hmm. These rules were put in place to keep you safe. Mm-hmm. When you go against the rules, then you pay the consequences.
Right, 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 right. So so I want to make sure that everyone knows how to get in contact with you. Because
sure.
I appreciate you coming here to have this conversation with me. There are so many things going through my mind on as far as, you know, I want to make sure I get this information. You know, my children are teenagers now, and I'm thinking if they can get this, you know, down when they are in my house and when they're out and making their own decisions, then they can continue, you know, making good decisions. Of course, they're teenagers. They're going to do some things, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not mm-hmm. saying that they're perfect by any standard, but if I'm modeling these things for them and teaching them at home, there's a better chance that they will continue to make good health decisions, you know, as they leave the house.
Okay, so let's talk about one or two little things. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can give the website, we can give the phone number and all those kind of things.
Yes.
Let's take water. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like water. Mm-hmm. I drink pop, I drink soda, I drink tea, I drink Gatorade, on and on and on and on. But the body needs water.
Water. Mm-hmm.
And then later on down the line, oh no, now I've got to be on dialysis. Hmm. Well, the kidneys didn't have what they needed. Mm-hmm. They compensated for as long as they could, and now here we are. Mm-hmm. People think, oh, I drank one bottle of water today. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, 16 ounces. I'm good. No. Mm-hmm. The body needs a bare minimum of 64 ounces per day of water. And you can't do that all at one time. Mm-hmm. The body can only process about 20 to 22 ounces at any given sitting.
Okay.
So if you're sitting down with a meal and you have a 16-ounce bottle of water, mm-hmm. wonderful thing. But now, because we're in the Western society, let's supersize that.
Right.
Okay, so now you got 32 ounces or 44 ounces. Mm-hmm. And more. Mm-hmm. But if you sit and chug-a-lug that much, Now you're overworking your kidneys, and it can't process all that.
Mm-hmm.
Not at that time.
Right.
So little small things, when we sit down and we just do that assessment, what is it that I need? Why is I needed? And then how can I make sure that I do it in such a way that's positive for my body?
Right.
That doesn't hurt my system.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
Not only water, what nutrients does my body need?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How do I get those nutrients in? Does that mean I have to eat salads for the rest of my life and I'm just eating a salad, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'm so tired of green? No.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fix it in such a way that you enjoy it.
Right, right, right.
Tastes are very important
right.
to us.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't taste a certain way,
mm-hmm.
that might make it difficult for us to put it in.
Right, right.
So let's help ourselves out.
Right, right. I have learned that I really like grilled vegetables because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're thinking of, like I said, I really do try to stay with the veggie diet because that's how my body works.
All bodies work that way.
All bodies work that way?
All bodies work that way if we want them to have optimal health.
Okay.
Not just your body.
Okay.
All bodies.
Okay.
We need a certain amount of fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we need a rainbow of colors.
Mm-hmm.
If we only eat green and we don't eat orange or purple or yellow,
yes,
then
red.
We do mm-hmm. ourselves a detriment.
Mm-hmm.
But because we don't understand that,
right.
I eat what tastes good.
Right.
And if milk and cookies taste good all the time, then that's what I'm going to have.
Yes. So I've learned that as I look at different recipes and look at different ways to, you know, prepare veggies and then make myself a little dressing. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can make your own dressing in just a few minutes.
And that's
you know.
What they do when they put it in a bottle.
Right.
They just put preservatives with
preservatives
it.
Preservatives as well.
Grab and go because
yes.
we're convenience.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you make your own dressing and grill some vegetables and it's you know so good. And if you're at home, you can make yourself, you know, I like to make myself maybe four or five skewers, you know,
mm-hmm.
then have some left over to, you know, to eat later and then have some of my dressing later to dip it in, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everything. So there are options out there. There are options for us, but we do need to seek those options out.
Not only seek those options out, but go back to what our great-grandparents did.
Mm-hmm.
To go out to a restaurant was far and few between.
It was. Exactly.
And so they did what they did at a certain time or
right.
a certain event.
Right.
We need to start doing it more at home.
That's a great point. So I want to give everybody your website. It is www.healthhoa.org.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay, healthhoa.org. And your email is info@healthhoa.org.
Yes. Let me give you a shorter version.
Okay.
www.healthhoa.org is the website. And then
okay.
also, if they want to email me, healthhoa@att.net is fine.
Okay. So healthoa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I was saying that wrong before. So I want everyone to really seek this out and really get the information that we need. This conversation was so good. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming. I know you drove a lot to get
Thank
here.
Thank you so much for having
so
me.
I truly
really appreciate it.
So everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org for all of the great information about Love Ministries. You can seek us out on our social media. It's EHEW Radio. And everyone, my name is Carla Nivens. Have a great week. We will see you back next week.
Every heart.